Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hayland, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming to you from the Radio Bunker. Plenty of ways for you to get in contact with us. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. You dial us on the Auto Valley guest line, 313-396-5527. 313-396-5527. That's where we're going to go first. Dan and Ryan in the studio. I'm Anthony, and we have Freddie on hold on the Auto Valley guest line. Freddie, good morning to you, my friend. How are you, partner?
Good morning, Anthony. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. You, what's our dough status? Do we have enough dough to make it through the day? Changing hours now. Menus changing a little bit. Oh my, it's chaos over there.
Anthony, I decline the answer because I don't even want to think about it right now. To be honest with you, I'm on my way, and it's all I can say. It's beyond crazy. Yeah, it would be like the Lions winning the Super Bowl every year, every day. It's crazy.
This is your Super Bowl, Freddie. This is, hey, you got a strike while the iron's hot. I'm so happy and so glad. 8.7, one bite, everybody knows the rules. Threw your pizza nuts on the table, Freddie, and things are still going well, so it's great.
Yeah, speaking of my pizza nuts, I mean, at least I'm not Matthew Stafford. I can actually make some pizzas and cook them. But anyways, Anthony, I love you. I really do. You know, I always tell you, you're talented, you're a good-looking kid. You're a smart kid. I wish I was like you. But I turned on the radio today, and did I hear you say, now, I want to understand, I'm not just directing this at you, because I do see this a lot, and I do hear this a lot, and I'm 50 years old, and it took me a long time to realize, why am I a Michigan fan, and thank God I'm not anymore. But did I just hear you say, if Coach K or...
Coach K, Coach Calipari, and Tom Izzo walk into a recruit's room along with Juwan Howard, who do you think they listen to?
Are you serious? Now, let me ask you, if Jim Harbaugh walked into a room with Nick Saban and Ryan Day, who are they listening to?
Probably Saban. I mean, Saban's just got too much. He's just got too much right now.
Okay. Well, they would kick Harbaugh. First of all, they would kick Harbaugh out of the house, number one. Why would they listen? I want to know why would a recruit listen to Juwan Howard before they would listen to Coach K that's got 5 national titles? I could be wrong on that.
Somewhere or other.
Tom Izzo is in the Final Four pretty much every year. And Coach K is Ryan said it, is well known for one and done, gets guys to the NBA. Mm-hmm. Guys that are coming to Michigan, they're not coming here because they're one and done. They're going to the NBA. It's not happening. It may happen, but it hasn't happened. So why would they listen to Juwan Howard?
Because the previous coaches have never recruited for the one and done. That was never John Beilein's, never his thing. So when you look at what Juwan Howard has done, we can go to the best recruit that he's had so far, Hunter Dickinson. Will he leave after this year? I don't think it's a. I mean, he can. At 7 feet one, he can, but I don't
say
think
it's
he's
50-50 right.
Yeah,
now.
He's not. I don't know if he's physically developed enough for that. But then again, you look at somebody like Nikola Jokic, and do you necessarily have to have a Kofi Coburn type of build to be successful? But Hunter Dickinson is like he's the first guy who's walked onto this campus ready to go one and done since this has become a thing.
You're also basing off of a half a season and one weekend last year.
Okay, so
a half a season and one weekend of last year in regards
to... This year I'd call
it
half a season. Like, we're about half, we're a little more than halfway through. So we have this year, and then you have the Atlantis tournament.
What am I basing off of the Atlantis tournament?
Juwan Howard's success. What real success has he had?
Oh, you don't think that taking the team all the way to number three in the country is his success?
Okay, a lot of teams have been number three in the country. There's not enough on the table.
Okay, so and this is maybe what I'm trying to explain that I don't know. We'll watch it tonight.
Anthony, how about in football this year? How about a bunch of teams that were in the top three this year that were never in the Holy Cross or something like that? Weren't they in the top three? I mean, don't we? Here's the issue I have is that we're giving Juwan Howard all this praise. We're going after the guys on the radio that made an opinion, and now they're getting roasted to the fire because they made an opinion. And we're giving Juwan Howard all this praise and he hasn't won anything. And what bothers me is, do we discredit John Beilein, what he did at Michigan?
Not at all.
I'd rather have John Beilein today over Juwan Howard any day, as if I was a Michigan basketball fan. What John Beilein did for that program from nothing to where he brought them, Juwan Howard didn't inherit a team, a program with nothing. John Beilein inherited nothing. And now we're praising Juwan Howard for, Ryan said it, he hasn't done anything. Nothing. And we're going to praise this guy? Are we serious? And this is not directed at you, but you're the one I heard today say that. And I see the people tweeting it. Are we serious? Can we let the guy win first before we anoint him as Calipari and Coach K?
Here's my point with Calipari, K, and Izzo.
There is no point.
And this is the point I'm trying. Like, this is what I'm saying. So you got it. Like, I hear what you're saying. He hasn't won a national title yet. He hasn't won a Big Ten championship yet. He hasn't won the Big Ten tournament yet.
He hasn't had a chance to be in a tournament yet, because last year the Big Ten tournament was canceled 15 minutes before he started.
Right. They played the Wednesday night game, right? Opening round?
Did they? I remember I was sitting there waiting for them to tip off, seeing if it would actually tip off. And, 10 minutes before. And they were on the bubble, even if they were going to make the NCAA tournament.
Right. They were fighting for their lives.
So we don't even know what Juwan Howard is outside. The only tournament we have is the Battle of Atlantis.
Great tournament, by the way.
Yeah, love great it. Tournament.
Love the Bahamas this time of year. My point is that if Coach K, Tom Izzo, and Coach Calipari all go into a living room with Juwan Howard, and I am a recruit, right, who more than likely, demographically speaking, it's probably a 70% chance I'm right on this one. I probably look more like Juwan Howard than I do the other three. I know that Juwan Howard has played in the NBA, which is my ultimate goal, is to be a professional basketball player.
Okay.
And so there are conversations that I can have.
Recruits at Georgetown.
There are the conversations that I can have, because the Big East is dead, bro. There are conversations.
Penny Hardaway.
It's not the Big East of before. It's the reason, like, Penny and Stack got hired. Vanderbilt's in shambles right now. But Penny has been getting recruits. But anyways, can I just let me finish real quick? If I'm a kid, I'm going to listen to – I probably have a higher likelihood of listening to what Juwan Howard is going to pitch to me, because he's lived it in real life as the road that I'm trying to travel. He's been there. He has done that. He has played in the NBA. He's coached at the NBA level. Like, that's what, as a player, that's what I'm looking for. That is that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so Coach Calipari never played basketball. Meanwhile, he's got guys going to the NBA, and he's at the draft every year. Five of his guys are going in the top 10 every year. He never played in the NBA. So who am I listening to? Am I listening to Coach Calipari, or am I listening to Juwan Howard, who sat at the end of the bench when LeBron won championships? I mean, seriously, you know what?
Sat at the end of the bench while LeBron won championship. He was an assistant coach. Like, the dude signed the first ever 9-figure deal in NBA history. He wasn't a bum. He was in the league for over a decade.
Okay, but I was talking about when he was winning championships at the end of his career. And you know, for Juwan Howard, Izzo's known as Mr. March, right? He always, you know, they don't do as well in January, February, but when the time comes, the crunch time, he wins. Juwan Howard, you want to define Juwan Howard? He's winning now. Let's see what he does in March. That's how you define a guy like Coach K or Calipari. Anthony, this is not, again, this is not directed at you, but I got to tell you, I got to be honest. If you didn't work for Michigan, you wouldn't have this take. I mean that. You would not have this take. You know, I'm sorry, but you wouldn't.
If Juwan Howard was doing the same thing at Illinois, you don't think that we'd be like, hey, Illinois's got something special brewing there? Like, this guy's a candidate for Coach of the Year already in season two?
You can't compare him to Coach K and Calipari. I'm sorry. You can't, dude. There's no way. Anthony, you can't. I know you're up against that. I got to go. I'm sorry.
All right, we'll be back. He's triggered. Freddie's triggered. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this show, the Michigan Sports Network.
Hockey and basketball fans love scoring in nets, but what else do they have in common? A chance for an easy 100 from BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. We want you to take advantage of the offer. Register for the King of Sportsbooks and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on Michigan hitting a three. Folks, that's a slam dunk, no pun intended. Simply sign up by using bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Now look, maybe you've got more in common with other fans. Maybe it's hockey or football or baseball. That's okay. No matter your sport, BetMGM is where the stakes are always raised. Enjoy innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials for major payouts, daily promotions, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on the Michigan Wolverines hitting a three. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
When you manage a nonprofit organization, you strive every day to fulfill its mission, whether assisting those in crisis or helping them realize their dreams. And all the while, you're facing challenges of your own, such as dwindling resources and increased demand for services, leaving little time to address daily operational, compliance, and accounting issues. That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your nonprofit works to serve others, we work to serve you, helping you find ways to reduce costs, embark on a capital campaign, analyze growth, or manage compliant issues and requirements. Whether you provide health and human services, support arts and culture, promote education and research, or focus on the environment and animals, we help those who help others. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. Danny and Ryan in the Motor City Studio. I'm Anthony in the Radio Bunker. Poor choice of words on the Big East thing. It's just everything's coming in at once. Did not mean to say that the Big East is dead because Villanova, as Ryan pointed out during the break, statistically, they will probably win the national title within a couple of years because that's what they do. By the way, the Big East has two teams in the KenPom Top 30. They have two teams in the AP Top 25, and that's all. That's it. Why doesn't Patrick Chewing, because he's hungry, eat a Snickers? Remember the commercial? Why doesn't Patrick Ewing get the same, you know, recruits at Georgetown? Georgetown in the 2000s is not what they were in the 90s or in the 80s. You know, I don't know for a fact how his message resonates with younger players. Freddie is very upset over my Juwan Howard comments. And the point that I understand what Ryan's saying. You can go to Kentucky and you can be one and done. We produce pros. That's what we do. All right. Fair. Duke, very similar with the route that they have decided to go. It's interesting that all three teams are struggling as much as they are during this current season, but that won't last forever. But if I'm a young person who wants to play in the NBA, Juwan Howard and what he has going on at Michigan right now is the most attractive offer. It's the most attractive offer. Like, and, you know, if you want to say college experience, you know, you can have a great time at Michigan State. You can have a bad time at Michigan if we're talking about overall college experience.
I'd still say Calipari is the most attractive offer.
You like Kentucky the most? Is it because of their basketball player facility?
No, I just think when you can just – when Calipari can flex how many lottery picks he has, it's like, listen, like, yeah, Juwan Howard can talk about this. Coach K can get you a championship. Izzo can get you a Final Four. I'll get you in the top five.
So, and that's a fair argument.
Right. So
that's a fair argument.
And
I can
to
be
me,
a
like, yeah,
human.
And I think your answer could be right in 2 to 3 years if Howard keeps up the recruiting the way he has been. But right now, there's no. To me, it's unquestionably Calipari because he's been putting kids in the lottery for, what, 15 years now?
15 years. I was going to say, like, what, 15, 20 years?
It's been 13 years. Like, was it the 08 Kansas-Memphis game? It was 2008. So, yeah, he's at UMass before, had Marcus Camby. Just the guy knows how to get those, talk to those guys wearing tracksuit and all. Get him to his school.
Well, you got to bring tracksuits into this.
Because he wears tracksuits.
What is this? What do you think I'm wearing right now?
I can't see your bottoms. I don't care to see your bottoms.
I don't even know. I can lift my leg up right now.
Don't show your ankle. That's not allowed on TV.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I got ankle socks on. So, yeah. So that's where that is where I was at with Juwan Howard. As a young person who can say that, all right, this guy has played in this league that I want to play in. I can lean on that experience. I'm going to learn a lot there. I'm watching the way that Michigan is playing right now, the style of basketball they're playing, and I like it. I like it a lot. Freddie doesn't like it. You know, I think that there is only one team's going to win it all. And the NCAA tournament is in a one-and-done situation, not the player. I'm talking about the actual tournament itself, the bracket itself. There's a reason we use series in Major League Baseball, the National Hockey League, and the NBA. Because in a one-game eliminator, you're probably not going to figure out who the best team is in college hoops. There have been many years that Kentucky has been the number one team in the country and has lost in the tournament. There's been many years that Duke, Michigan State, the same way that they have been the best team in the country, that they have lost in the tournament. It happens. You know, Middle Tennessee can happen to anybody. And it's not a, you know, that's what makes the tournament quote unquote great. But also it's like, yeah, well, you know, it's not necessarily the best identifier of who is the best team in college basketball. But it's what we have and I'm okay with it. And it's fine. It's fine. In football, in the NFL, you know, you can look back to, you know, David Tyree catching a football off of his helmet and then getting cut the next year. Like, that wasn't the best way to determine that if the New York Giants were the best team in football. They clearly weren't. The New England Patriots were the best team in football that year. An undefeated regular season and could have won the whole thing. Unlucky break. It's only one game, and that's that. You know, typically in a seven-game series, you know exactly who the better team is, right? That's why it's like, cool, you made it to the playoffs. Can you win a playoff series? Well, as a seven or an eight seed, like, I don't know. I don't like you either, Anthony. I could smoke you in a one-on-one pickup game on one hand. LeVar listening in L.A. Yeah, not a big fan of LeVar Ball, but LaMelo Ball, like that kid. I'm not going to go all googly eyes over a pass or anything like that, but he, ever since entering the starting lineup in Charlotte, like, he's the real deal. Like, he's going to be around for a while. He's a much more polished, better offensive player than Lonzo is. He's got a much better shot and a long career ahead of him. How long until you get over overrated Okuda? I think that's in reference to Killian Hayes. Is there somebody out of this past NFL draft class that, I mean, I still, like, you still needed help in the secondary. And I'm very, very interested to see what this new staff does with this young secondary. You know, because you look at Tracy Walker, you look at Imani Oruwariye, you look at Jeff Okuda. Like, those are three guys that are very young that they might be able to change some things. I think that that's really the most intriguing part about the upcoming season, is seeing the improvement on the defensive side of the ball if they can't make a huge splash in the draft or they can't make a huge splash in free agency. Just from a scheme and coaching standpoint, will we see a vast improvement? And if so, that will be the nail in the coffin of Matt Patricia as a head football coach and a, quote, defensive genius. But we do have to give him credit for the greatest defensive play ever, allegedly. If the Pistons can get a first rounder for Grant, I say trade him. That one depends on where that first rounder is going to be at. I really I really like Jeremy Grant. I'm going to be real, real intrigued to see how this whole thing plays out with him, because Jeremy Grant said after the game, on his career high 43 points, winning matters over personal play. That's our kind of guy here. That is our kind of guy. So I don't know if I would deal him. I think that we might have some really nice. I know you got to prove it. You got to win. How would you say this after they just blew the largest lead in the NBA this year? They just lost. They blew a 25 point lead last night against the Bulls. What do we want them to do? Right? Like, that's a perfectly executed game. Like, perfectly executed game. You got as much out of it, your team, a completely different team in the second half than in the first half. And you lose by three to the Bulls, a team that was supposed to beat you. You maintain your current status of where you're at when a wins total, when you're looking at the draft, now 8-20. Only 2-12 on the road to that stuff. If a quarterback is there at 7 for the Lions, if another team calls and offers next year's one, and we get their one this year, say it's pick 25-ish, are you taking that trade? All of these texts via the text line, text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Guys, if a quarterback is there at 7 for the Lions, another team calls and offers next year's first rounder, and we get their first this year, so a pick swap this year and next year's pick, say it's in the 25 range, are you going to take that trade? I don't think the Lions select quarterback unless they're absolutely in love with somebody, because you're not pressured to take a quarterback in this draft. So I'm not even worried about a quarterback right here. What about you, Dan, Ryan? Either one of you?
Yeah, I'd take the trade.
Take the trade, move back?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would. It depends who it is.
It all depends on who's there, but I'm not overly worried about a quarterback for this year unless this front office absolutely loves somebody. We'll step aside. We're going to talk a little Michigan State hoops. That's coming up next with David Klein of SpartanHoops.com here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the sportsbook ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.